Yo, this is Ramo, reminding you that you can preview all my songs and see my videos at audiocandy.com/gold/REMO. Rock on.
Hello and welcome to Set the Controls Podcast Program 4. Today I'm going to do something a little bit different in that I am going to focus on music found on one website, that is mp3unsigned.com. There are literally hundreds of websites out there now where you can find music for free. Indie artists and unsigned artists for the most part. It's hard to know where to go and what you'll find at any site. One of my absolute favorites, though, is mp3unsigned.com. First, there's a great abundance of music on this site. Really, really top music. Plenty of prog rock, space rock, and a plethora of fine electronic and electronica. There are other types of music, of course, rock, folk, jazz, blues, classical, all different types of music, but electronic is very big on this site. Second, it's not too difficult to find the good stuff. Many of the sites that you visit will have charts, and you would expect to find the best stuff there, right? Well, not necessarily so. One of the dirty little secrets on most of these sites is that the charts are manipulated by artists who play each other's tunes all day long or use specifically designed software to inflate their download numbers. Most of the sites, unfortunately, are like that, and some of them even encourage it. Now, MP3 Unsigned is different, as they have a weekly top 20 list consisting of the best songs on the site chosen by the site operators. It's a great way to find really good music. Another reason that I like this site so much is because of the people there, both the site operators and the musicians who make it such a wonderful place. It's friendly, it's fun, and you rarely see anyone acting in a disrespectful manner, the kind of thing that is so prevalent on almost all of the other MP3 sites' message boards. The bottom line here is that if you're a musician, it's a great place to showcase your music. And if you're a listener, it's a wonderful place to find fantastic new tunes. That's mp3unsigned.com. Just go to the site and run a search for any of the artists played here today, or find other music to your liking by using the charts or any of the genre listings. Thanks to the artist from MP3 Unsigned for allowing me to play their music on this podcast. Here's a song by Electric Salmon. It's called Smokin' a Fatty. It's a very nice, mellow, electronic, ambient song with a touch of jazz bass from the 21-year-old Michigander, Justin McGregor. A really, really smooth tune. Hope you enjoy this. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Shane from Under Feather. Say, did you know that I just put out a new CD? From Beneath the Water's Edge. 19 tracks of the finest instrumental music you'll find around anywhere. Featuring, of course, the title track, The Dimming of Light, Rainstick Falling, and many, many others. You can get your very own copy right now by visiting me at underfeather.net.
Here's something from someone who goes by the name of Drainage. His name is Hans Mulders, and he lives in the Netherlands. Now, this is what you would call smooth, chill-out music with some cool percussion and plenty of swirling synths. He has plenty of other music on the site. Run a search for Drainage, D-R-A-I-N-A-G-E, Drainage. This is called The Preparation. Thank you. Here's something called Hit Me by Dave Rave. He calls himself a digital dabbler from Southsea, Hampshire, England. This guy does some very, very creative things with loops, and this one is sure to keep you hopping. It's called Hit Me. Now this last song here may not fit perfectly in with the program format here. There isn't an element of progressive rock mixed with a little blues, a little jazz, a little something different. It's brand new from DFJ, and it's called Answer Me This.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We'll be right back. scuttle butt and innuendo surely make me this. Is it wrong for me to interrupt your conversation? Things to do, come on now, answer me this.
If you like this show, I hope you will subscribe to it. One thing I would like you to ask you to do is to please visit the website at Podomatic. It's just very simple. Setthecontrols.podomatic.com. If you'd like, you can leave messages there. You can comment on the program. You can sign up for the email list. Send me audio comments. Do whatever you'd like. But I would appreciate it if you would go there to the website and, occasionally check in. I post new things there all the time. So please do put that on your regular visit list.